Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. Yeah! My name is Christopher Moore. Coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. In the Midwest, the breadbasket, the heart of America. Hello, glad to be with you. The world around us is in an uproar. There's oil destroying the Gulf. Politics is in a complete state of disarray. Tensions flare around the globe, in the Middle East, by the Koreas. The debt load in the U.S. and many parts of Europe just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And where is the end game? What is the road out of this downward spiral? Do we have to let it crash? Do we have to get to the point of where our very survival on this planet is in dire threat? It's time to see the bigger picture. It's time to get back to a more local configuration. The federal government's got its hand in everything. And that's no way to live. The whole idea of America was personal independence. Freedom under 1001 auspices is not freedom. Certain guidelines and standards and laws and things like that certainly need to be set up to give order to society. But the overreach, the excessiveness, the manipulation has just gone way too far. Obviously, it seems that all we've been hearing about is the oil spill, the oil leak. But there's actually probably pretty good reason for that. Can you imagine if that just keeps going and going and going? And there's an aspect to it that's not being covered in the major media that's being addressed on the internet a good bit. That pipe that we're watching on those BP cameras, that's not the only place there's leakage. Because as that oil surges out, it shakes up the sea floor. And then cracks open up in other places. And you might be able to cap a pipe, but how are you going to seal a crack in the ocean floor itself. I mean, they could try that dumping junk on it routine, but the pressure and the intensity of which that stuff's coming out is just going to be too much. So that situation doesn't look good. And it's having the effect of totally undermining the presidency. I'm not exactly sure what Obama could do about it. I think the real problem is that people seem to feel that he doesn't connect with the pain. He's not empathetic. He just says words. And that's what it seems like a lot of the time. At least that was one thing, one reason why Clinton remained so popular. It's because he connected with the people as if he were truly cared. You know, generally, I'm for a calm, collected manner, an observant manner, you know, not to get too emotionally reactive. But there's always the human factor. That's the difference between the master and the disciple. The disciple will conform to the rules, will feel like they have to always be calm and collected because that's what a good monk does. Where a master might strike out if he has to. Take care of business. Do what the moment needs. Without preconception. And I think another aspect about this whole oil situation in the chain of command is that it looks like BP is the one in control. It really doesn't look like the federal government is calling the shots. I mean, you could use BP's tools, I suppose, but they need to do exactly what you're saying. Supported by the National Guard, under the watchful eye of the National Guard. They sent the National Guard in a big way in New Orleans. After the hurricane. I think that they did send some. They probably have sent some over there, but you don't really hear that much about it. And they're not. They don't seem to be on the front lines. And what about those big ships from the Middle East that can separate the oil and the water? They should be attacking this like it's a war of survival for that whole area of the country. Once it really starts messing up Florida and parts of the East Coast, if it makes it all the way up north, you better believe they're going to be intense and start trying to take some quick action. And you know, another thing I thought is that if this had happened in Russia, one way or another, they would have shut this down already. Because they just kind of have a knack for that. They just do what it takes to address the situation. Maybe we do have to bomb it in some manner. Maybe it doesn't have to be a nuke. What about those bunker busters? Go down there and just lace that thing. And let it ride and see what happens. Have a good conversation about it. Should we bomb this? Yay or nay? Then just watch as the numbers grow. 20% say bomb. 25% say bomb. 40% say bomb. 55% say bomb. Oh no, we made it worse! Ah! Hard to say exactly what would happen. But if it comes to a point of where it's raining oil, and all, even worse, raining oil mixed with those dispersants, and everything starts dying. Oh Lord, to whom shall we go?
Lord, does it matter? Lord, does it matter? Lord, does it matter? Lord, does it matter?
What with all the doom and gloom in the world, we here at the Creative Cosmos saw a need to lighten things up a little bit. And as you know from our years on the web and trials and tribulations, we've never lost our sense of humor. So I present to you a new segment, Absurd Phone Calls.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Thank you for choosing your Champagne Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yes, I'm trying to speak to somebody in electronics, but they don't seem to want to answer.
Okay, what video game are you looking for?
It is a Mario game.
Mario? Which Mario?
One in which Mario swims.
Okay, that could be any of them.
Maybe Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Mario Galaxy 2?
Yes.
Okay, just a second.
Electronics, I'm going to help you.
I'm searching for a game starring Mario for the Nintendo Wii.
Well, there's a handful of them. Which one are you looking for?
I played it at a friend's house. He swims sometimes. You know which one that is?
No.
Have you ever played any of the Mario games?
I played a few of them.
Well, which one do you recommend?
Like I said, there's a handful. It just depends on what you're looking for.
You don't have a favorite?
I haven't played any of the ones for the Wii because I don't own Wii. I played all the other ones. Just not the Wii ones.
Well, isn't Mario only... Oh, you mean like on the GameCube and stuff?
Hmm?
You mean you played the games on the GameCube? Or what?
Yes. I played the GameCube ones, the Nintendo 64 ones, the Super Nintendo ones, the original Nintendo ones. I played all of those.
Ah. But why haven't you played the Wii ones?
Because I don't own a Wii.
Hmm. What, do you prefer the PlayStation instead?
That's just what I have.
Well, what's your favorite game on that?
What did you need again, sir?
I need to know the name of the Mario game where he swims. I'll come over right now and buy it if you tell me what that is.
Well, there's new Super Mario Brothers, Super Smash Brothers Brawl. There is Mario Party 8. I think that's about all the Mario games actually for the Wii. If I had to guess, I'd probably say it's the new Super Mario Brothers.
What about that game Galaxy? Does he swim in that one?
I honestly don't know. Like I said, I haven't played it.
Is there someone around there you could ask?
No, I'm the only person in electronics right now.
Well, is Super Mario Galaxy 2 there yet? I know that's coming out soon.
That hasn't been released yet.
What's the release date on that?
I honestly do not know. I think it's sometime midsummer.
And is he supposed to swim in that one?
Again, I'm not certain.
All right, well... I guess I'll just have to come over there and buy every Mario game to make sure I get the one where he swims. Hey, do you get commission if I buy any of those games?
No, I do not.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, that's kind of a stinker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you've been a big help, and I want you to get credit when I buy all the Mario games.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Oh, what the hell? I'll throw in another one. We need a yuck so bad that, maybe I'll do a couple of these per show. Give you something to look forward to. A good diversion from the madness.
Please stay on the line.
Thank you for calling Meyer. This is Federica. How can I help you?
I'd like to purchase your most expensive spatula. Could you tell me how much that would be?
What was it again? I'm sorry, sir.
A spatula. And it needs to be as pricey as possible.
Okay. With my apologies, sir, I didn't quite hear that. And I don't know if it's me, because I've been a little sick lately.
Uh-oh.
Or if it's the connection, but I'm not hearing the item.
Okay. Can you hear me just when I'm talking? Blah, blah, blah. Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, try again, sir, with my apologies.
Here it goes. You ready? I would like to buy a spatula.
A spatula?
And a very expensive one at that.
With my apologies, sir. Here now with, again, it's home decor to help you further, because we have a lot of different spatulas. So just one moment, sir. With my apologies.
It needs to be expensive.
Customer service, this is Kim.
Yeah, is this Myers?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm looking for a spatula.
Okay.
And I'd like it to be quite expensive, if possible.
Quite expensive?
Yes.
Are you here in the store?
No, I live fairly close, and I'm about ready to come in, but I'm trying to decide which store to offer my business to, and I am going to go to the store that has the most expensive spatula.
Well, I don't know. I'm at the service desk. I don't know the price of all of our spatulas.
Well, that's the reason I'm calling.
I'm sorry. I don't think I can help you with that, sir. You just have to come in and look and see which one you like the best.
Really? I thought you said you were a customer service representative.
No, I'm at the customer service desk at the front of the store.
But you said customer service. Normal customer service, someone would go have a look-see. Because then if I don't have any idea, I'll just probably go somewhere else.
That's your decision, sir.
I can't believe you just said that to me. Oh, my God.
Well, I hope you'll choose Meyer, but you'll just have to come in and take a look at what we have. Thank you for calling Meyer, sir.
Okay, well, I hope you found that at least a little bit amusing. Those bits we'll call absurdly funny phone calls. The funny thing is, you know, try to keep it PG. Just give them a little something to think about. We're out here. We're the new people. And we're aware of our divine heritage and the fact that we come from the stars.
Do you think that we are starlight? Do you think that we are stars? Do you think that we are starlight? Do you think that we are stars? Thank you.
Everybody has a birthright. Everybody is of God. All right, people, I'll tell you. I just don't know. I know we already talked a little bit about the oil spill and some of the other things going on. On a occult level or a astral level, I'm starting to see more and more people talking about how we've pierced into the earth or tapped into a jugular vein of the earth, or, you know, you got to look at it symbolically anyway. I found it pretty fascinating. A few people were posting the quotes from Revelation that say their waters will run with blood. And, you know, essentially, that's what's happening. Many of us have a feeling these are end times, so to speak, probably more than ever. And it's almost like we were willing it to occur. We're begging for it. We want it so bad. And along with this oil spill, I think it's the release of some of the collective subconscious of humanity. And as the oil pours into this world, so too does the darkness pour into this world. Because sooner or later, we have to face things. You know, there's no thing more distressing to me in this world than, I mean, particularly these days. I mean, it's disgusting that nobody, it seems, or very, very few, because maybe if you're listening to this, you're one of the few that does, but, and then you'll be also be pissed like I am. But so few people out there want to take responsibility for anything. It's just like a bunch of overgrown junior high kids. Their first inclination is to lie. And then if you try to clarify or point out the truth, then they'll get mad. Throw a little temper tantrum. And this is my advice to you. Those of you out there on the spiritual path who are understanding that there is no set of rules and no tradition is going to be able to help you discover the essential, ultimate truth within. They can guide you or give you certain parameters or ideas or things to work with or play off of. But your truth will be your own. And as you encounter these people in this world who will not take responsibility for anything, don't be afraid to confront them and insist that they do. No, sorry, I see it. This is the way it is. It's obvious. And then if they cry or scream, oh, that's all right. I don't mind. I don't care. Don't be emotionally manipulated. Don't be moved by it. Don't be dissuaded in your just cause. Because somehow we got to turn back the tide of corruption and lies and evil. And obviously what's been done up to this point is not getting the job done. That's why the two transcendent pillars in my thought process or my philosophical approach are awareness and willpower. Be alert, aware, non-reactive, and be strong. Be firm and confident in what you see. Then you may have a chance to successfully navigate the choppy waters in our approach to 2012. You think it's bad now? It's going to get worse before it gets better. My buddy Shab once told me that it's like a match just before it goes out, flares, has that last second to where all hell breaks loose. And then it dies. And when the darkness dies, the light can live. And the cycles renew once more. And what was the end of one era will be the beginning of a new one. And this will be the home of those of you who can see and understand and have gone beyond history, so to speak, both in the macro and in the micro. In the macro, in the sense of your culture or your epoch, and micro, as in who you thought you were or who you think you are in this body, in this time and place, with the few experiences you've had since you've been born. For those of you on the fence, I will make it absolutely clear. We are a soul within the body, and we've had many bodies. And if we can find that, connect to that, while in this body, we can re-accrue the skills and the lessons and the wisdom of all those lives we've lived before. We can soak it back up. We can assimilate it. We can make it part of who we are today. Then we benefit not just from the knowledge we've had in this time and place, but all the knowledge and experience we've gained in life. And this makes us strong, and this makes us clear, and this makes us able to easily stand up to the corrupt and be the shining example moment to moment. The way to make a difference is to be the difference, is to set the example, be the role model of what it's like to be that person. Do good. Create new things. Perform the magic of spirit. There are many out there who are close and just need a little impetus to clear the dust from their eyes. And there are also many who are not even close and who are not going to get there this time. There's not going to be, at least in my reckoning, there's not going to be a great awakening where 100% of the people dance and sing Alleluia. Because I don't think that is really what this place is all about anyway. When we want that, when we seek that, we seek to be back in the home of the Lord, our Lord, God. And we want it to be like it is there, but here. And it doesn't work that way. We can find that within. And when we find that within, it's all okay. It all makes sense. All the missing pieces fall into place. And we understand why we had to go through the trials that we've been through. Why we've had to lose those whom we have loved. And why disaster sometimes occurs to even the best of us. Somehow, in some way, when you break through to your own connection with the source and join the eternal celebration, you find your own enlightenment. You will know why. And you will be able to, at long last, lay down your disconnect and your discontent. You will be one and you will always be here now. End this. You've been listening to the Creative Cosmos Internet Radio Show. Please visit the website headquarters, creativecosmos.org, property of Christopher Moores.
Have a fantabulous day, my friend.